Welcome to Animal Geeks, the continuing adventure of a Kiwi vet and his animal mad children.
Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 30 of Animal Geeks, all about bugs.
Bugs.
episode 30.
Oh, it's episode 30.
Woohoo! So, yep, it's Sunday morning in Cape York.
And Harry's wearing a party.
It's raining, even though it's the dry season, it's raining, and we are tired because we've been out to a barbecue, so we've had bacon and eggs for breakfast, and here we are podcasting.
Yes.
I thought we'd do
bugs.
Bugs, and a little dedication. This episode is dedicated to our friend Bruce Beard, who is, he's not very well. He's in New Zealand and he's a bit sick at the moment.
Is he an entomologist?
And no, he is not an entomologist. He is a retired farmer and pilot.
Then why does he like bugs?
No, it's not really, I don't
you
know.
You don't always, when you're dedicating an episode, you don't do it to something they like, that's particularly connected to them the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And what else can we say? In New Zealand, it's our friend Nikki Bramwell Cook's birthday.
Yay!
So happy birthday, Nikki. Okay, let's hook into it. Well, new format, you guys. We're going to do some stuff here, but I thought I would ask you the question, and you guys can have a little bit of a think about it, and then I will sweep in with the answer if I know it.
Yeah.
Well, no, I've done a bit of research.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so you already know it.
One thing I have learnt today, we went out to a barbecue last night with a girl called Savannah, who's in...
Savannah or Savannah?
Savannah and
I always thought it was pronounced Savannah.
Savannah, the African Savannah. Yeah, I think you're right. Savannah.
It's a nice name.
Yeah.
Savannah.
It's actually one of the most popular names in... it's the 30 most pop in the top 30 in America for girls.
Really?
Do you guys know what a savannah is? Because I didn't.
Yeah, isn't it like, I thought it was the desert in Africa, but maybe I'm wrong.
That's what I thought as well, that I thought it
Dad,
meant...
the open plains, perhaps?
We should be talking about bugs right now.
That's all right,
now.
We'll get to bugs, don't worry.
Yeah.
I thought savannas were open grassland, but they're not. They're actually grassland, but with trees, so...
Yeah.
You know, a low density of trees, so the canopy doesn't meet over. If the canopy meets, then you start to get rainforest or forest. So it's kind of a low-density tree landscape with, obviously, grass growing underneath, which means that you typically get grass-eating herbivores, you know, which are the...
Like rhinos.
Yeah, can you think of any... Oh, yeah, good point. In Africa, the white rhino is a grass-eater, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Basson was talking about them the other day. What was he saying? He was saying that there's two different types of... grazers, and what was the other one?
Well, browsers.
And apparently the white rhinos are browsers.
Cheezels is drinking.
Oh, okay. Cheezels the rat is just drinking in the background. I don't think that'll be too loud, though, Harry.
Okay.
So, white rhinos have that big wide mouth, and I think that's their name
because they used to be known as wide.
It comes from the Afrikaans word for wide, which obviously sounds like the English word white. So that's where the name comes from. And the black rhino has almost a beak-like mouth, doesn't it? And he's a browser, so he likes to be, amongst the trees. Oh, there's a dog in the driveway.
Which dog is that? We haven't seen them before.
No.
Is that the, isn't that the one that's from the neighbours with the lagoon beauties?
Yeah, no, they've got two other dogs. I don't know. That's a nice looking dog, though.
Yeah, it looks okay.
It's a German short-haired pointer, isn't it?
Bugs!
I know, we'll get to bugs. We're just dealing with the stray dog, and I think he's going to wander off.
See you later, dog.
He looks fine. Okay, let's go. Right, so this, Monty asked the other day, do bugs have heartbeats? Any ideas? Harriet, I'm looking for a bit more than yes or no, I should point out.
Maybe.
Now I'm starting to see why your teacher has trouble with you, Harry.
That's not yes, and it's not no, so I said maybe.
Maybe? Okay, do we have any advance on maybe?
Okay, maybe they have heartbeats, But it's extremely hard to tell because it's so fast, it just sounds like...
Yeah, they do... Okay, so insects do have hearts, but their circulation is a little bit different from
us.
They
don't have hearts.
In what way?
They have what's called an open system. So they have a heart up in the thorax. Do you remember the three segments of insects?
Thorax.
What's the middle bit?
The thorax.
Thorax.
That's the bit
abdomen,
you know.
Yes.
Head.
Head.
Excellent. Well done, Harry. How come you know the one that's the most difficult? Because you have a head and an abdomen and a thorax, don't you?
Yeah.
Except not his body.
Well, Harry's thinking about the wonders of evolution all of a sudden.
No. I was just thinking about somebody walking around with a big ant abdomen on their back.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's probably worth reflecting on that we have the same basic design as
apart from
insects.
Them are lumpy.
Sorry?
Them are lumpy.
Yeah, we could probably run back and go... I mean, insects evolved very early on in the time scale.
Yeah,
because
they
insects are evolved from the crustaceans. So so crustaceans are
the crabs and the
crab.
Dad,
yes,
so
yeah.
Dad, does that mean, Dad, that a clam is closer related to a fly than we are?
A clam is more closely related to a fly than we are.
No, but a crab might be.
I mean, a clam is a mollusk, so he's a different order of animal.
So he's not a crab.
But a crab might be closely related to a fly than we are.
We were doing insects, weren't we? So insects have a circulatory system. Mm. It doesn't fulfil quite the same role as animals or as... red-blooded vertebrates. Yes, Harriet?
Dad, I have a great fact for you.
What's that?
That crayfishes have blue blood.
They do indeed. Because...
And ants have green blood. I squashed an ant, it was green stuff coming out.
Yeah, they do. So that is that stuff, when you squash the ant, is hemolymph. And it has a copper-based pigment in it.
They eat copper?
No, they don't eat copper. But Shall we roll it back a bit? The red blood you have has an iron-based pigment called hemoglobin.
He's just sort of looking at you like...
So that hemoglobin is an iron-based pigment and it carries oxygen.
No.
Yes, Harriet.
Dad, I have something else.
Yep.
So, Dad, is that why that whenever you're bleeding and then you start looking for your blood... Is that why it tastes like metal?
You can taste that iron taste in your mouth, can't you?
And it's good, and besides, instead of just putting a plaster on it, it's a lot better to eat your own blood again.
To recycle your own blood? Yeah, you're quite right in that if you talk about an animal or a human with internal bleeding, because you can reabsorb that blood, sometimes internal bleeding can be, less serious than external bleeding.
Yeah.
Anywho, let's moving right along. Insect blood is called hemolymph.
Yeah.
So they have...
And ours is hemoglobin.
Yeah, so they have a primitive heart up in the thorax and to a certain extent in the head, which pumps the blood towards the back of the animal, of the insect.
So the heart's in the middle,
yep.
And the stuff that pumps it is in the head.
There's
room for their brain.
Yeah, so no, there's plenty of room for their brain, don't worry. There's plenty of room in an insect. Don't worry, we're going to get on to discussing more about it. So they pump it backward into the abdomen, it falls out into the hemocoel, so basically the inside of the insect, because they have what's on the outside?
Exoskeleton.
Excellent. The exoskeleton made of? Chitin. Yeah, so it's a mucopolysaccharide containing nitrogen.
Like,
yeah.
Wiggles.
Oh, no.
It's not like cartilage.
That's cartilage.
Oh.
Yeah, so chitin is a hard substance. So
and squishy?
Yeah, what happens when insects grow?
They shed their skin?
Yeah, they molt. So they shed that external skeleton and grow a new larger one.
That was actually... Dad, if you've ever watched the first Men in Black, Dad, there's a really gross scene, Dad, where the man becomes a centipede. He grabs it and he takes off his skin and it's so gross.
Okay.
We're going into the realm of sci-fi movies now.
Okay, that's cool. So, that's probably enough about blood. So it falls out into the abdomen and then returns up to the head. So in a sort of a circulation, but a very primitive circulation, if you like. So no arteries and veins in the way that we think about them, more just spaces in the insect that the blood circulates through. Yes, Harriet.
So we have a better heart than they do.
We're just more, maybe we're more evolved for our sort of...
Yeah, I don't think you could say better or worse. Insects are incredibly successful.
Have you heard of beetles?
There are limits, yeah, exactly. Have you not heard of beetles? Insects are very successful. But one thing is that the way that the insects get, you know, oxygen into their body and their circulation... What's that, Harry?
They have funny little holes in their skin which they breathe through.
Excellent. Called spiracles.
I like that name.
Yeah. And
it
then
gross.
The oxygen diffuses directly into the insect. So all the cells in the insect are directly adjacent to these very small tubes called tracheae in their body. So it's a, yeah. That limits the size of the insects to about the size of a large mouse.
I'm just thinking, how on earth do you remember all of these names of different types of body
Dad
parts?
Dad looks them up.
I've just got a good memory, I think.
Huh.
Dad.
Yes, Harry.
Dad.
Yes, Harry.
Did you know, Dad, that lots of people, lots of farmers, Dad, they buy these huge sacks of ladybugs and then release them in their farms because they eat funny little
things. Eat aphids.
Eat aphids, yeah. So that's, I presume you're talking about growing lucerne or alfalfa?
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, aphids. I can actually, funnily enough, I can remember when I was about your age, Grandpa Murdoch growing lucerne. And it used to get aphids in it and used to be really grumpy.
I wonder if you can actually do that, like buy massive
things of ladybirds. Okay, we might look that up.
Different species of ladybirds.
You've obviously heard of that, have you, Harry, in a podcast or something?
I've heard it somewhere too, like by...
Yeah, it's off the James and the Giant Peach audiobook.
Okay.
The ladybug said it.
Okay, that's cool. I'm not sure that James and Giant Peach is the best reference, but
never doubt Ronald Dahl.
So that's a kind of a biological control. We might look that up and see if that's true.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Bugs help the world.
Where were we? We've covered insect circulation. So the insect blood doesn't carry oxygen. It's not used for carrying oxygen. They use it for other moving wastes around the body, nutrients around the body, and hormones around the body.
And dung. Dung beetles, they roll up big piles of dung and roll it around.
We took dung beetles. We should do a podcast on dung beetles, shouldn't we? Because they're...
Scarabs.
There are dung... Yep, scarabs.
It's so interesting talking about beetles that roll feces about.
And they have to have their eggs on the inside.
I really like scarabs because swallows and Amazons, there's a boat called Scarab.
Really?
Yep.
I haven't got
to that book yet. Have you met the D's?
Yes, I've met the D's now.
Good. Yeah, okay. So, funnily enough, they end up with a boat called Scarab.
Cool.
In a book called The Picks and the Martyrs, one of the last books in the series
that
of
stinks,
Arthur Ransom.
He didn't even get to finish the complete... do you think he managed to finish the whole series?
Do you think
he
would have kept writing? I mean, he wrote a lot of books.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he started writing the Swallows and Amazon series when he was already a reasonably old man, so...
Mm.
Yeah. Dad. Yes, Harriet.
Guess what my favourite type of bug is.
What's your favourite bug, Harry?
I think that it probably is caterpillars.
Caterpillars? Yeah.
There's lots of caterpillars here, the little hairy ones. You're be driving along and there's this little line going across the road.
Yeah, the little hairy caterpillar line. Swerve! It's like, swerve!
Oh, okay. I think we've talked about them before, haven't we?
Yeah.
What's their real name? Oh, yeah. People call them processionary caterpillars, don't they? Because they follow each other in a line.
Yeah.
I think they've got a name about a bag or something like that. They're a something bag moth. Because
I find them funny.
So they grow
the eggs are laid in a bag on a gum tree and
they all hatch
together and then go off looking for food together.
So it's like teamwork apart from they're not really helping each other.
Mm. Teamwork master.
Okay, new question, you guys. You know me, I can't do anything without talking about venom.
Oh, yes.
What insect has the most painful bite?
Is it the bullet ant or something? Or what is it?
Xanthi's going bullet ant. Harriet is going... Uh-oh.
Harry just had her hand up.
Harry's thinking.
I forgot it. Actually, I think I'm going to go.
Hey, look, a little finch. Oh, look at him.
So, Xantha, you're part...
jalapenos.
If the question was... Oh, so we've got a bird that's arrived here.
Yeah, don't eat
I have to. We must get better at our Australian birds, you guys. I have no idea what that... It looks like a finch of some sort, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Is it a poo?
It's, well, birds do that.
Yeah,
I know. Don't eat... He's eating the jalapeno. Yeah. No, spit it out.
He looks like he's enjoying it.
No, no.
He's going to get hot.
Well, I mean, probably fine. It's in his stomach now, and he's not too worried about it.
He just, like, swallowed it whole. I thought he was going to choke
it's
on
funny
it.
That he don't,
or die of
it's funny that he would only eat one. I wonder if he's got some chicks that he's taking it away for.
Maybe. That means there'll be more. They'll eat all the jalapenos and we'll no longer have birds.
So those are the really hot jalapenos there, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
You one don't that Monty go, got on his mouth.
Remember Monty got some on his mouth and he was screaming?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Don't eat the chili peppers.
Okay, moving right along, you guys. Most painful sting?
Bulletin.
The antle bulletin.
That would be true, I guess, if you said which animal that stings humans frequently, because the... correct answer is the tarantula hawk moth. Sorry, did I say moth? Tarantula hawk wasp. You've seen that, haven't you? With Steve,
I think
Batchel.
He was trying to catch one, and it like he was going, "I've caught it in yeah. the net," and then he and says, then "Oh no, there's a hole in the net."
Well, I think the wasp was actually chewing its way through the the net, wasn't it? So, yeah, tarantula hawk wasp. And bullet ant, funnily enough, both of which come from South America. Yes, Harriet?
I think so. After this podcast, I'm going to make a sign and write down, do not eat the chili peppers on
don't
it.
Don't eat the chili peppers.
Yeah, that would be good if the birds could read, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You never know, there could be a bird out there that...
Parrots okay. can read, I think. Well, they can say
moving
words.
Right along, what about most painful sting in Australia?
Is it...
Sounds a bit like bullet ant. It's actually the bulldog ant here, which is not actually a true ant. It's a vicious-looking little beastie, a kind of proto-ant.
Beetle?
And people also call them jack jumpers here.
Oh,
and
the
they're really yeah jack
like
ants, jack jumpers, bulldog ants.
They're
actually I'm not going to get the pronunciation right here. Myrmecos, that particular family. And they look a lot like an ant with large mandibles and a vicious sting. And I have to admit, I haven't seen one.
And I'm really glad about that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be disappointed about that.
I wonder
that.
If there's any Australian listeners who have them. I just wonder whether they just haven't been in the parts
I think
they
might just be in the Northern Territory.
Parts of Queensland that we haven't been. I should ask Alex Weil. He's a very good scientist and... his Twitter handle, I think, is at Myrmecos. So he, and I think he's an entomologist, a full-time postdoctoral entomologist. So I might ask him where the best place to find one would be. By find one, I mean look at from a distance. I do not.
I don't mean look at it literally.
Because mum got stung by a wasp the other day as we were moving the barbecue.
And she was saying
it was really painful. Yeah, it's a Pepsis wasp or a spider, catching wasp, and they have a really painful sting. So.
Remember, Dad, at the old house, Dad, you and Monty got chased away. But you were in the shed and you started pointing at
yeah, that
going,
was, yeah.
Look at that.
Monty
and suddenly a wasp flew out yeah. and said, get away from my home.
Monty once disturbed a wasp nest when we were getting off the out of the dinghy and on the dock in Bundaberg. Remember how he went up to a fence post? And
yeah,
underneath
I was jumping
there was,
on top of it.
Harry was jumping on top of a fence and underneath that there was a wasp nest holding on. And Monty was standing in front of it, so the wasp came out looking for who was disturbing them, and Monty happened to be standing there, so he like...
And he got stung on the arm.
He had to sprint down the hill as this horde of wasps chased him.
Yeah, and once Monty had gone down to the bottom of the house, I thought, I'm going to jump down too, and I did under swerves and
wasp
stuff.
Attack. Yeah. You hey, you guys, are there any insects in Antarctica? You want to have a go, Harry?
Yeah.
Harry thinks that there
There is one, but it's worth getting frozen.
So there are 64 species of insects that have been found in Antarctica.
I thought there was only one.
Have they blown it accidentally?
Harry's obviously has read this before. There is only one insect that lives there all year round.
Yeah.
A type of midge. It's extremely clever.
And it gets frozen.
It's able to dehydrate its body so it doesn't get ice crystals in it when it freezes. It's very slow growing, you know, so it obviously deals with the cold by, you know, slow growth. So
I heard about that one in the Galapagos on the biggest mountain, how it's always getting frozen there.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's right. Was that a Chuck and Josh?
No, that was a David Attenborough.
David Attenborough was there. I think I certainly listened to a podcast. We should try and find that about extreme environments for insects.
There's a type of weta in New Zealand that we watched about, and it's I remember there was this entomologist looking for the most extreme insects on Earth, and it was the one for being able to stay in the coldest climate.
Because
it literally was able to go at the top of Mount Cook or some cold place like that.
Yeah.
And it would curl up in the snow.
Sort of mountain wetter. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was able to just stay there for months and on
end. Okay, yeah, so they're actually able to hibernate.
Dad,
Harriet.
Dad, I know the coolest type of spider.
What's that?
I watched this in one of the Steve Back shows. It's the sort of spider which makes a little sand blanket and then it grabs ants.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're hugging underneath the blanket.
Yeah, it makes a sort of a blanket of web, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then hides under it.
And then the ant will walk over it, get stuck on it. Spider jumps up, grabs it, and then holds it on the top.
Yeah.
Of the sand to make it gets like super hard
and then it
die
from sort
heat.
Of cooks the insect, doesn't it? Yeah.
Nice roasted insect.
And it's got long legs and it's able to sort of hold its body off the hot sand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it called a goblin spider?
Maybe, yeah.
A goblin spider.
I don't know. Well, no, not like gobbling. Goblin.
Yeah, I said goblin.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking,
why is it called a goblin spider?
I can't even remember. We need to go back. Steve Backshall, okay. It'll be Deadly 60, I assume.
TV, yeah. Just the TV isn't working properly.
We haven't seen TV in about how many months?
Yeah, we probably should connect the TV up, shouldn't we?
Although Mum will have a hissy fit.
Yeah.
Mum will go hissy fit.
Don't talk about the TV. So, I think we're going to get the TV set up for the wet season. So, anywho, one more question, you guys. Are there any insects in the ocean?
Yes, I'm taking it because it's such an odd question that you'd ask.
No.
There's the descendants in the ocean, but...
So the answer is no. If we're talking about salt water, insects can't really live in salt water.
Their
respiration system just doesn't suit it, and
they're too salty.
You
can't drink it.
Yeah. So
bugs in the freshwater.
Remember how we talked about how insects had evolved from crustaceans?
Yes.
So you know, there's also the thing that the crustaceans occupy the ecological niches that the insect might fill.
The only thing I understood in that sentence was insects.
Understood is the word you're looking for. So the crustaceans, the crabs, crayfish, all those...
Creepy crawlies.
Yeah, all those... you could say they look a bit like insects with gills, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, they have an exoskeleton. Prawns, shrimps, all those animals. So they occupy those places that insects fill up on the land. So... Mm-hmm. There's not really much room for them. They're a respiratory system. Yes, Harriet.
Can we maybe talk about... could we talk about larvae and flies now?
Larvae? Yeah.
Flies are annoying.
Okay, we can just let me finish on the ocean insects. So, the respiratory system of insects just doesn't suit living in salt water. There are larval stages of insects that live in fresh water and to some extent brackish water, so partly salty water. And obviously the most significant of those is mosquitoes. So mosquito larvae are able to breathe air with a little, like a snorkel that they stick up in the air.
Yeah, this is my
Speaking of mosquitoes, our mosquito torch has gone out.
No, I can see that, but we've got the little the mosquito coil still running at our feet here. So hopefully that'll keep them away. So what we're talking about, the larvae of flies is known as...
Maggots. Dad, can I please talk to you about the maggot massacre at the old school?
The maggot massacre?
Yeah. We had maggots stuck underneath... we came... we came back to school from one of the weekends, and then we started finding maggots all underneath the...
And someone left some food or something under the tables?
It was called the maggot basket, and everyone was jumping up on the desk saying,
I can imagine Mrs. Hinton wouldn't think much of maggots.
No, this was Mrs. Pritchard.
Mrs. Pritchard.
Yeah, and okay. She came and said, what on earth are you guys all doing on the desk? And we all said, maggots! And then she flipped over the mat, and like there were almost a million maggots curling underneath the mat.
Like the beetle. Salvation
yeah.
of Opal, remember that?
Yeah, the Beatles Salvation.
The Beatles Salvation?
In Opal, one day outside the cruising club, we were gathered there with this massive horde of kids beneath the climbing tree on the stones.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, hundreds of thousands of beetles just start to wash past us in the water, all still okay. alive. And we were all like, oh my god, they're going to drown. So we all started getting sticks and fishing the beetles out that we could get.
Yeah.
And we
And they all died in the end.
No, they didn't all die. They were like some of them flew away and stuff that we saved, but most of them were drowned.
Right.
We were reviving them.
So what do we know about maggots?
They're gross. They eat corpses.
Why are they gross?
They're gross. They eat corpses, and that they have a mouth on one end and a breathing tube on one end, and then they can just pour.
They're white and pink and slimy, and eventually they'll grow into something twice as annoying called a fly.
Yeah. Can you think, though, that do maggots do any good job in some ways?
They, like, eat dead carcasses, so no one else has
exactly. They keep, you know, they clean up, you know, carrion and dead things in the, you know, on
I think
the ground.
That's what the vultures are for.
That's eagles and vultures' jobs.
Well, that's their another carrion eater. You're quite right. Yeah. So maggots have their place. Yeah.
They still suck though.
Do you remember that episode? Well, there's two things about maggots. There's one thing what they do use maggots for is cleaning out wounds.
Oh,
yeah, but Dad, I have a question that you shall never be able to answer.
What's that?
Are leeches a type of insect?
Are leeches a type of insect? No, they are not.
They are larvae.
Thank you, I didn't actually know.
Leeches are a type of worm, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Mm,
but worms are a type of insect.
No, they're not.
No. Insect has to have at least six legs.
So, no. Worms, not insects. So, where were we, Harry? You've taken us off track again. Maggots.
Maggots.
That's actually, if anyone...
The awesome.
Stuff You Should Know Body Farm episode is particularly good, isn't it?
Yeah. But Dad.
Yes.
But, Dad, remember, Dad, there's the witchetty worm and Dad. And remember, Dad, witchetty worms, they're types of big grubs.
Witchetty grubs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, Dad, the larvae from those huge beetles with the big...
Yeah. Oh, so you're talking, a lot of witchetty grubs, hoo-hoo grubs, a lot of grubs get used.
They all sound like voodoo things, the witchetty grubs witchetty and the hoo-hoo grubs.
Yeah.
And, Dad,
yes,
I
Harry.
Can't remember the name, Dad, but there's this huge grub, Dad, which, like, is that long, Dad, which the parents, Dad... They are those big black rhino beetles here.
Oh, yes.
So, are
those edible grubs, are they?
You can eat them.
Yeah, look.
When they're rolled up in the ball, it's like they're huge.
People eat hoo-hoo grubs. Apparently they taste like peanut butter.
Yeah, hoo-hoo grubs, witchetty grubs. Look, eating insects, while it's not common in the Western world, is very common in, you know, a lot of Aboriginal tribes.
I would eat it. If
they'd probably say they don't know what they're missing out on.
Well, people who like insects really like them.
I would like to, the only type of Aboriginal food I'd probably eat would be a honey ant. They say it's
honey ant? Okay.
Tastes like sweet candy.
Yeah, we should try and...
hunt down. But Dad, did you know, Dad, that honey ants aren't actually a type of ant, they're a termite?
Okay.
Yeah, what goes 99 thump, what goes... 99 thump.
What goes 99 thump?
99
thump. A centipede with a wooden leg. And also, Dad.
Yes, Harry.
Centipedes only have 40 legs.
Yes.
They didn't have...
It's a massive mistake. We've said they've got 100
legs. Yeah, so 100, the Latin centa. Yeah,
there's the other one that we had. Yeah. Why are flies scared of computers? Because they're afraid of the web.
Why do they never land on the computer?
Yeah.
Because they're afraid of the web.
Why did the fly fly? Because the spider spider. Right, okay, that's enough bad jokes. So we'll see you next week, everyone. You can find us on Twitter at Animal Geeks. Find our blog at www. www.animalgeeks.net.
And also, if you have any more bugs that we didn't mention.
Yep, any bug questions, you can send it to askanimalgeeks@gmail.com.
Yes.
You can find us on Facebook at Animal Geeks. So, Lou, we'll see you next week for episode 31, everyone.
31.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Evolution.
Okay. You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep. Cause they fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and